So I'm conceiving right now of a blog post on anonymity, and I already did a podcast about this. I can't remember now what I said, but the major point that I want to make is that the things that we keep private are essential, and I mean, it's for all good reasons we keep them private, but if you don't have them, you're a bigger creep than if you do have them. For example, if you never ever want to have sex with someone, then something's wrong with you. If you have never experienced pain or trauma or anything like that, something's wrong with you. But of course, these are things that we don't put on the table, and for very good reason. They're private. They're private for a reason. I'm not someone who likes to share these kind of parts of myself, even with people I know very well. And on the other hand, I found a lot of anonymous forums extremely helpful in my recovery of sorts, in terms of finding people with similar experiences and not having having to put my name attached to something, and in order to participate in a conversation, all I need is a handle. And you know, even if I've never gone to support groups or anything like that, but I feel like that would be really difficult for someone in many kinds of traumas, especially the more embarrassing or very raw wounds. So to have anonymous forums where you can tell your story, share it with others, not worry about having it come back to you or anyone finding out, or having it on your shoulders or something that's necessarily part of your public identity. These are really great experiences. And I mean, even to a lesser extent, when you're a kid, anonymity is very powerful. Now we think of anonymity as 4chan, you know, kids just bullying and bullying and they don't have any accountability. That's a dark side of anonymity. What about the benefits of anonymity? Someone who's very shy, someone who's very insecure, someone who just thinks very little of themselves and just is finally given an opportunity to be thought of as witty or charming or maybe flirtatious. That's what the internet affords when you don't have your face or your name attached to everything. So whenever someone says that anonymity is dead, I just have to laugh, because you know, even no matter what, it's going to be an essential part to us. And in certain cases, you know, we do have to just rely on the trust of, say, a moderator for a rape victim website. We do have to just trust that they're not going to reveal the IP addresses. They're going to be considerate of the users. And I mean, that just goes into a reputation, the issues of reputation online. So yeah, anonymity is here to stay. It's the web. Do whatever you want.